Yeah, Stagecoach. I do have tickets. I didn't want to give them away for something as silly as Who's Going to Hell. But, yeah, they go on sale at 11 a.m. today, stagecoachfestival.com. It's the big country festival, but a lot of different artists will be there. Headliners, Lainey Wilson, Post Malone, Cody Johnson, and then others, obviously Brooks and Dunn, Riley Green, Ella Langley, Journey, Hootie the Blowfish, and Teddy Swims. Red Clay Strays, we talked about yesterday. Some throwback sets from Journey, Counting Crows, Bush, The Wallflowers, Third Eye Blind, and some hip-hop, Pitbull, Ludacris, Big X the Plug.
Of course, Big X the Plug.
The Plug, not The Plug.
No, the Plug.
With an A.
Yeah.
Y'all passes go on sale starting today. Last year, Stagecoach sold out in a few weeks, so you know, should move quickly if you want to spot out there in the desert, but I do have tickets to give away. I don't know. How many people show up like that? I mean, they say sold out. What is sold out max at Stagecoach? Or Coachella? Kind of thing, right?
Is it like 100,000?
Oh, I don't know. I'm asking. And yeah. If anybody knows, it's like, it's sold out.
I'd go 100,000.
Yeah, it seemed like there was 100,000 people there last year.
100,000 people.
Yeah.
I saw this country star, Zach Bryan. I don't think he won't be there, but Zach Bryan just headlined the largest ticketed concert in U.S. history. He passed up George Strait, who had the record in 2024, where his show where he played in front of 110,905 people.
Wow.
But, Zach Bryan. I said Zach Brown. Zach Bryan just... beat that. He was at the Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor, and there were 112,400 fans in attendance. Just packed it.
Wait, for him, or he was doing like a football game? Like he was?
No, for him, it was his concert in Ann Arbor, and yeah, you see the pictures of that. I'm like, my God. I don't know if I look at it and go, oh, the parking.
I'm definitely getting dropped off.
I know. I am turning the Progressive commercial. Don't turn in your parents. Oh,
we
the
all
parking.
Do. Oh, because you know it's a hassle. Is it going to be worth it? It's going to be worth it.
The lines to the bathroom.
To get a beer. I mean.
Did you see the way they set up a stage, too?
Was in the middle of the field, right?
In the middle of the field. And it was a pretty small stage, relatively speaking, for like a
it looks small.
Show.
I mean,
he doesn't put on a big
compared to
stage
100,000 people
you're
around
in a stadium,
it.
It was a little stamp.
But that's how they got so many people in there, you know, take a smaller footprint for the stage, put it in the middle so you can put seating all the way around it versus, you know, like sometimes they'll put it at the end of a stadium and you only get half the stadium that's sold.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Either way, it's very impressive. And what is Michigan doing with a stadium that big anyways? Is that
for the football team?
College?
Yeah. Wolverines, baby.
Man, they turn out for them.
There's nothing else to do in the Midwest.
That's
Jordan.
What I was wondering.
There's nothing.
Not used
literally
to
football is life. What else?
He walked out in a Charles Woodson, Michigan jersey. So, like,
so he's probably from there.
Probably.
Hometown
I don't know
boy.
Where he's from. But he played, let's see, it was a 3-hour, 27-song set. Man.
Born in Japan, raised in Oklahoma.
There were six acts that played for over 7 hours total. So it was like there was...
Okay, it's like a festival.
Sort of. It was kind of like a festival.
Man, this guy's only 29 years old.
But, I mean, for reference, a couple years ago, he was playing for fewer than 3,000 people at the Fillmore in Detroit. On Saturday, he played the show in front of 112,000 people. My God.
Dreams come true.
Yes, they do. You ever had sex at a music festival? It's so friggin' good. No.
It's better than butter on a Pop-Tart, I'll tell you right now.
I mean,
that's how I got my Pop-Tart.
I guess for
buttered.
All the people camping, maybe, or you know, staying there at the thing, I had sex at the festival. I was in a tent.
Right, right.
I was the car camping. Uh-huh. But, like, at the festival, it's all tied, it's packed up in there. And.
Oh, you're picturing like just standing up and like rocking like you're dancing, but yeah, you've got her skirt up and you got your wiener out your zipper hole.
Or you get your blanket down, you're laying down, it's just kind of like, you know, spooning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. People are doing that. Hell yeah.
I think that's what I'm talking about here. When I said sex at a music festival, it wasn't like, oh yeah, you know, between day one and day two, we spent the night, had sex
we
in
went
the
back
car.
To the hotel.
Had sex in the car,
definitely
you know?
Did then.
Yeah.
I was imagining a porta potty.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
Handicap, one of those handicap.
Well, I'm not
ones.
Romantic like you.
Oh no, but he was taking her there before. Yeah, it was like day one opening of the festival.
Oh, they're still fresh and smelled yeah. smelled like
VIP porta potty,
sort of blue sanitizer. Fluid. Uh-huh. Yeah, the barbicide or whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, they say there are things to do at a music festival besides take in the tunes.
Don't forget the drugs, Frank. The drugs.
I'm talking groin to groin contact here.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it's more common than you think. How many, I mean, that's it for us. I mean, you've been to music festivals before. I don't think I've had sex at the music festival itself. But how many, what percentage of people have according to the new survey?
Oh, well, I'll go 40. 40%.
40% of people have had sex at the show?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like a Coachella stagecoach? Yes. Specified. Absolutely. There's also VIP tents and stuff where, you know, you're hanging out in there. You can get it on. There's other places.
So she's going 40%. High or low?
That seems high.
Yeah. Seems high?
Yeah. I think I'm down at 17%.
All right. Is high low on that?
Yeah, I'm about 13% right now.
So just talking about it. I'm 36% just talking about sex and festivals.
I'm going to go 13.
It was 13. It's 19, so about
There you go.
Okay.
About 1 in 5.
Wow. Okay.
People have had sex at the festival. And 38% of them. So
almost
1 if it was 1 in 5. 38% of the 1 in 5, 20%. Okay.
It's 2.5.
Too much math. Yep. 38% of them said they did it with a stranger that they just met at the festival.
Wow.
Man, just feeling them pheromones.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the lights and this dancing and the moment.
The moment. And the moonlight. Just, and
love the one you're with.
Did it.
53% did it with a significant other. Well, okay, that's good. 16% with a friend or someone they came to the festival with.
Like a friends with benefits kind of thing.
Why not? Or is it, well, hey, you want to go stagecoach? I won this pair of tickets off Heidi and Frank's show. And then you say, yeah, sure. And then you go, I guess I got to have sex with you.
Like a thank you F for taking
You've
me
done life. That, haven't you?
The thank you F?
Anybody done thank you F? Like, you know, all right.
Feel like I should.
Oh, you have. I mean, just from dating alone. I mean, I think the thank you F is obviously more of a female F.
Yeah.
To give. As opposed to, well, I guess I should do her. She
Frank,
took
my
me
list
to a concert.
Of, my list is not long, so I don't know that I have a thank you F.
All right, 818-955-2955 for all the 6 o'clock ladies that are up. That somebody did something nice for you, and you effed them for it. Well, thank you, F.
And you weren't really that into them, but you're like, well, that was like kind of cool. I should bang him.
I mean, it's the most watered-down prostitution that you could possibly imagine.
Mm.
I mean, you didn't buy the ticket to the festival, but in exchange for that, you were like, eh, I'll bone you.
Yeah, right.
You know, you had somebody come over and they fixed something that's been broken for a while at your house, maybe one of your handy buddies, and you're like, you know what? I'll bone you. I'm really on board.
I would ask so many D's to get this kitchen of mine fixed. I don't care. I'll do them all. Get it fixed.
We'll see you at 3 o'clock today.
Yeah, exactly.
Just make sure that you know. Yeah,
leave it the right window.
If you're a contractor and you want a beige,
oh my god,
I'll join. We're all going to join your crew. We'll get that knocked out today. All right, you just call us up. You get a license and insurance.
All of a sudden, my kitchen looks like Habitat for Humanity. There's a
my
whole
god, Jordan, you're a licensed contractor, aren't you?
Man,
Jordan
ain't got a license, but I can. I'll be there. I got tools.
Yeah, you do. You got to go to that storage unit and get them out, but you got them.
Yeah.
Go to that storage unit, get your tools, and head out to my house.
They're behind all those guitars I have and stuff, but not they're back there.
I'll hook you out some later, thank you.
How are you going to thank him?
Well, I'm not doing that.
You're not?
No.
You said you would.
No, I'll do that, but not, you got to warn
him. Oh, you're going to,
No, you warn me. You warn me so I can
frog one day.
No, I can move the hose out of the way. I don't want it spraying in my face.
Rinse it down that new sink you got.
Yeah, you see this attachment here is like a water pick for your mouth.
Yeah, that's right, probably right, the best right, way to go right, with that. Right. Yeah. But now I get what you're saying. Yeah, the thank you, F. Mm-hmm.
Somebody says, does having sex at a Grateful Dead concert count as having sex at a festival?
Well, yeah.
I'm a Deadhead and followed the Dead for several months, and yes, I've had sex during a festival. No, I mean, if you're following the Grateful Dead around, you're having sex in the parking lot or whatever. That's not a festival. I mean, you're following the Dead. Mm-hmm. That's a watered down festival because you're the one that's going and following them.
Oh, that person's
every weekend you're doing a concert, but it's in a different town because you're unemployed.
Mm-hmm. Because you're a
all right. It is time for those not scary farm tickets. I got the 4-pack. Where nightmares never end and all of them come alive with new mazes, wicked scare zones, and more than 1,000 horrifying creatures in the park. Select nights now through November 1st, and this is the first 4-pack going out the door to caller 40, 818-955-2955. So yeah, 16% of people said they did it with a friend or someone they came to the festival with, and 16% backslid.
Oh, backslid. Wait.
Do you know what that means?
That mean like go back to an ex?
Yep. Yeah. Yep, you hooked up with an ex. They were at the show.
Yeah, that's running into them kind of.
Yep.
I didn't think I'd see you here.
Well,
I didn't think I'd see you here.
Wow, look at you. You look nice. You look
good.
Someone dance?
Like an old glove.
I don't know if you ask people if you want to dance at a concert.
Yeah, I think you just dance.
I think you just start dancing. It's like, oh, I love this song. Ah, can I have this dance?
No, you don't do that.
No. You just start dancing up on it.
And then she remembers why you guys broke up. Ugh, what was I thinking?
So gross.
God.
Not so surprisingly, the promiscuity is highest at Burning Man. Yeah, you're going to have that.
I guess I don't usually see that as a music festival.
I don't
know.
But
I guess it is. There's stages and stuff. I know our friend Christian Hand used to operate a stage out there.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he was a sound guy. Sound and lighting.
Well, look at that. Things you learn.
Thing was
did you learn that from listening to Man vs. Radio?
I have heard his show. His show's fantastic. Christian's a natural.
Like I said, as far as like the memoir with soundtrack, it's good stuff. It's a noon on mycrack.com if you haven't checked out mycrack yet. Well, here it is. But also go listen to my streaming platform, which is Crack, but the website is mycrack.com, mykrak.com. So that starts at noon today. No 4 whiskeys today, right after Man versus Radio, because I got to get a root canal.
That's right.
My molar.
Today's the day.
So I got to do that after the show. Yuck. So we're not going to be able to. I didn't want to drink a bunch of whiskey and then go in there and like, go for it, Doc!
No.
It's like, you've been drinking?
Like an old cowboy getting his tooth worked on. Yeah. You're like, just taking a sling.
Bring him the bottles. Like, I'm ready, Doc!
Yeah, it might help.
It might help. But get the nitrous. Get your mask on.
I'm going to go with the good old nitrous. They don't knock you out for that, right? I forgot.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they keep you awake for a
week. Numb you up.
I've had them a long time ago. I just forgot. I'm not going to wake up like, you can't drive home. That's like getting your wisdom teeth pulled, but a root canal is nothing like that.
You're awake, unfortunately. I'd rather be sedated. Be like, knock me out.
I want to be sedated. Maybe they'll start singing that when I'm in the chair when they got the cotton in my mouth. Like, what? What are you saying? I want to be sedated. And then they put the gas on.
Yeah. And then they think they've given you too much because you're talking nonsense.
Let's carry a jam box into the dentist office with this plan. Old kids will never experience a jam box on your shoulder and walking around in public, and it's just.
Yep. Looks so ridiculous, but it's what we had to
do. Awesome, ridiculous. That was awesome.
That was the coolest guy in the block.
Yeah, somebody, I don't know, it was a meme or just someone posting this that said, if someone gave me the option to go to be 20 again, like right now, as opposed to like go or I don't know, like if I go back and be 20 again right now, would I do it? And the idea was, no, I'd rather go back and be able to live my childhood in the 70s and 80s and 90s. Like that, there's the three decades right there. It was just such a wonderful time to grow up as opposed to being a kid growing up now.
Yeah, right. Bikes, big wheels, yeah, the idea. Running around outside, drinking out of the garden hose.
You know, wearing flannels and being dirty.
Yeah, tough skin jeans.
I was talking about the
mud 90s. On your face.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Oh, speaking of the 90s, the kid, the Nevermind baby.
Oh,
on the album cover?
Nirvana.
Little naked baby.
Lost his child porn lawsuit. That he was like saying, hey, I was a baby on that cover and you saw my penis. That's child porn. He lost it. We saw your baby penis and you lost your case. I have it here somewhere. I'll probably find it later.
Okay.
I mean, details of the case.
I would think, yeah, he has a case, but maybe not. I guess not.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, it's like they don't show that in like a Pampers. They never show naked babies. Like
they show babies' asses. They show babies' asses all the time.
But not frontal.
Yeah, but
like a diaper commercial.
But no one gives a damn.
Plenty of Greek or Roman sculptures with Cupids out there.
Cherub baby.
Yeah.
True. Little fountains and stuff.
Hey, Cecilia. I'm just in a singing mood today. Hey, Cecilia.
Hi.
Guess what? Do you like getting scared?
I what?
Do you like getting scared?
Yes, I'm so ready to get scared.
Oh, well, yes, you won. You won the 4-pack for the 6 o'clock, 6:40 hour.
Thank you so much.
Who are you taking with you?
Probably my husband and a couple friends.
His friends, your friends?
My friends. Well, our friends.
Couple friends?
Yeah.
Go be a kid again.
Do you have that couple friend that, like, say, like, what's the name of the couple you're gonna take with you? Like, you know.
Honestly, I'm not sure. I think I'm going to do a raffle. We'll see who wins.
Oh, yeah. You have that many couple friends that you, and they're so, and you're all so close to each other that you can't just choose one because then others will be mad at you?
Maybe.
Wow.
She's standing in her kitchen going, 109617.
You got to do it like there's that? Misty. Anytime I read a raffle ticket now from now on, I don't care where I'm at. Like, I'm at an event and I've done that before. Like, a biker mail, I'll go, 1, 2, 7.
0. Yeah.
I don't know anybody give it 4 syllables and 8.
I think she did.
But she's great. I don't know. I want to check in when there's Missy. See what's going on in Whitesville. And that's the real name of her town. But Cecilia, you're going to Not Scary Farm. Stay on hold.
Thank you. I'm excited.
All right. She's on hold. I want to hug her up. I said Burning Man, going back to the festival sex.
Festivals. Mm-hmm.
47% of respondents hooking up at that festival. Remember when they asked people, that many people were like, oh, I had sex at Burning Man. It has this thing to say.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that.
Because you're standing next to your friend. You want to look cool.
Yeah, I had sex at Burning Man.
Totally bad.
I was so high. I had so much sex. No, man, you were just high. That's why they got like that. They have a jelly sleeve that's just like chained to a post out there so you can just like, walk up and a communal
Jordan.
One. I'm not even joking. Like, that's some of the
Jordan,
stuff.
Jordan, you made that up.
Jordan, who would do that?
People at Burning Man.
What, who would put it up or who would actually do it?
No, who would do it? I mean, maybe you're the first guy, but then later in the day, I'm like, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I'm not. Mm-mm.
Oh, you would do it if you're the first guy.
Well, I mean, if I was into that sort of thing. I guess so.
A fence post with a jelly sleeve stuck on it. And you're like, let me see. Is this thing clean?
I look at it and I'm like, I think it's new. It's still got the protective clean seal on there. Yeah, okay.
Guess I have to wait till a dust storm so nobody sees me out here doing this.
Uh-huh. You're covered in dust, so your penis is clean.
How'd you know about this, Jordan? Did you go?
No, I've never been. I wish I would have gone years ago because it doesn't seem like it would be the same
thing. Who told you this?
No, I saw pictures of it.
Ew!
I mean, the internet's a wild, wild place, but yeah.
Did you see pictures of it in action?
And stuff like that? No. I mean,
it was a joke.
It looked like weathered. That thing was used.
Well, it's about the desert.
I know it's out there in sandstorms and stuff, but it's faded. It looks used. But
it probably goes back every year.
Uh-huh. It was probably
it's
a wind
art
sock.
Installation yeah. is what it is.
It was just a wind sock.
It was like the very first art installation that comes back every year. They put it in the same spot.
Uh-huh. It's tradition.
Let's just hope it's the natural weathering and not just over usage.
Oh my God.
Do you have a picture of it?
I'm looking.
I can't find anything on
it. Oh, see, Jordan made it up.
Jordan, check your phone.
Now that I start asking, I start digging deep, he's starting to get all red. No. He's embarrassed because he made it up.
No, I'll find it. Oh, I will find it.
He will find it. He's going on his dark web to find that
mission
stuff.
Mission now.
The most popular copulation location.
Copulation location.
Okay, Johnny said the porta potty.
Yeah.
No,
I said the crowd.
Yeah, just hiding amongst.
So I mean, where else is there? Like behind the beer tent.
Does parking lot count? I mean, you're not exactly inside.
I would say parking lot counts. Yeah.
Yeah. Got the cars.
I'm go parking lot. I like parking lot.
Nope, it's in the crowd.
In the crowd.
Oh.
Even though I've never been to a concert, I'm like, are those people having sex?
Sometimes though, when
I like looking around at people and seeing, like I said, when I'm at the beach, I'll look at other people enjoying the beach. Not that I'm a pervert, but it's just so fun to watch people's faces, and everybody turns into a little kid again. Like when they first go to the beach, I don't stare at their the whole time they're there. Mm-hmm. Usually, when people arrive at the beach, they're carrying their stuff. The looks on their faces are priceless.
And they run towards the water.
Oh my God! the water, honey.
You're just on your lawn taking it for granted.
Yeah, I'm just out there taking it for granted. I don't even look at the water anymore. I just look at the people looking at the water. But yeah, I'll look around at a concert to see, like, how are others enjoying this? That guy's cool. Mm-hmm. Look at these, they're smoking some. Look at the size of that joint over there. Let's move on. Let's go about them.
Follow the smell.
But I've never seen anybody having sex.
Bet you have, and you didn't realize it. Got to be stealthy.
Maybe I have.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I have.
Or if you haven't, it's you.
All right, the most popular position.
Oh,
I'll tell you that after we come back.
Oh, you tease.
Oh, yeah.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.